It was, coincidentally, a sudden and violent tempest that started the trouble. Back in 1904, a family set out in their sailboat to enjoy a day of boating when terrible wind and rain sent them scrambling for the nearest dock, someone else's. They had no permission to be there, sure, but the storm was more than their sloop could handle. The man who maintained the dock would have none of their trespassing. He loosened the rope and sent the family back into the tempest. They lost their boat, their supplies, and nearly their lives, so they sued for damages, and to prove in a legal sense that when danger strikes, the law should bend. The high waters drama in the Plouffe versus Putnam case helps law students remember the legal concept known as the doctrine of necessity. The doctrine is applicable in both tort and criminal law, and it means that in a real emergency, a person confronted with a terrible crisis can break the law. Its standards are high. The peril must be direct and immediate, a life-threatening sort of crisis, and there must be no other realistic option. The doctrine of necessity, it said, maximizes social welfare because the criminal act averts a greater harm. All this has special relevance during our own tempestuous time as we struggle with laws that seem especially burdensome, ineffective, and restrictive under the circumstances. When, for example, a grandmother outside New Orleans is arrested and put in jail for allegedly taking sausage from a deli. Courts have given us both real and hypothetical cases of when the doctrine of necessity is appropriate. Prisoners can escape a burning prison. A homeless man can sleep in a closed public place if he'd otherwise die from exposure. A ship's crew can sell cargo despite an embargo if bad weather sends them to a bad port. And perhaps most relevant, a person lost in the woods can steal food from a cabin to survive. Some not always sympathetic persons have tried the necessity defense, too. An anti-war protester argued that he'd saved lives by trespassing on military property to disrupt military exercises. A prison escapee said that he needed to leave prison to put an end to his mistreatment. A robber suggested that he needed to rob because his baby was hungry and he had no money for food. Each had just about as much luck as Jean Valjean did with Javert. It's tough to convince a court that you needed to break a window pane to steal a mouthful of bread when a call to social services is a law-abiding option. So while the doctrine of necessity exists in law, it's not often embraced by courts. Only when circumstances are truly dire, involving something like impending starvation, death by fire, or drowning, do courts allow its use. Or coincidentally, in a case from 1988 in Texas, when a hurricane forced a shrimp boat off the coast of Galveston to seek shelter at another's marina. Trespassing? No. Necessity. I'm Amy Guida.